Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Febufest Prague International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Peter Kasparik, who is the co-writer of the film I have just watched called The Cleaner. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's a pleasure. Like I said, I just watched the film and I'm still kind of feeling the effects of it. It's a very intense feature, but you know, to start off this interview, I would love for you to kind of explain a little bit of the story to our listeners in your own words.
The Cleaner tells the story of Tomáš, who is an employee of a company which is cleaning the places of death of people or pets that nobody is able or nobody doesn't want to clean it. Tomáš is the one who cleans it, and he discovers that he could hide in the homes or of families that he was cleaning in their houses, and to watch their lives.
Where did the inspiration for the concept actually come from?
The Cleaner is based on a true story, but it was only at the beginning of the writing of the screenplay. The director, Peter Bebiak, who is also a co-writer of the story, was a witness of domestic violence. He lived in a neighborhood where he heard it from, like, behind the walls. And it ended the same way our story begins. It means the husband killed the wife. And we were thinking about what happens with kids who are witnesses of the domestic violence and what influence it has on their lives. And we decided to tell a story of a man who is now, he's not a child anymore, but he was a witness of domestic violence in his childhood and what influence it had on his life. So this was at the beginning, this was the inspiration.
And another theme that I found was kind of a driving theme is loneliness.
Yeah, we wanted to tell the story of loneliness. It was one of the first ideas that came to us, because we thought that the main character should be a loner. It's like it was logical because he was a witness of these things, and he spent a part of his life in the orphanage. So there was another loner, another like main character or the second main character, the girl, and the two loners met in some phase of the movie, and we wanted to see or to tell their story of the two loners together.
Yes. And this kind of is made stronger because there isn't a lot of dialogue and there's a lot of silences too. As a screenwriter, do you find that's hard to kind of achieve on paper? And what are the tricks?
You know, for me, it's easier to write with almost no dialogues. I'm this kind of writer, and I think Peter Bebiak is this kind of director. We like dialogues, but you know, in dialogue you only can tell some kind of information, and we wanted to tell another kind of information,
right,
most of all. So,
can we talk about your collaboration with the director? How did you meet, and when did you decide to collaborate on the movie?
Peter Bebiak was my teacher at the university for 2 years, but I think I didn't amaze him with my works because our collaboration started when we met on a festival. I was a programmer. And I was programming a section of short horror movies, and we were sitting together like after some screenings, and he was like, "Okay, you like horror movies?" And I said, "Yeah, I kind of love them." And he said, "I've got some time, I've got some money, so let's make a horror movie together." And this was how our first movie that we made together started, or the collaboration on it started. It's called Evil, and it's from 2012. So this is how we started to work together, and I think it was a very, very pleasant work together for both of us. So Peter asked me to work with him on another film.
And did you find the collaboration was better this time, and also was it easier to get the film made this time, maybe with a little more money?
I don't think it was easier. It was easier the first time because the film we made as our first film together was found footage, so it has. We needed only a very, very small amount of money to shoot it, and it was written like in 3 weeks, and it was shot in 2 weeks, I think, or 11 days. It was very like guerrilla filmmaking.
Yeah.
So it was more difficult this time, I think, because this is a proper film.
But completely. so this is interesting because this isn't your first film then. So are you now? You find that the collaboration is kind of fruitful. You're working together a lot.
Yeah, and we are working on the next film together.
Okay,
this
very
time.
Good. But if we could get back to the actual film right now, and just talk about how you feel the acting helped achieve some things that from the script could have looked a little challenging, let's say.
I think the acting helped a lot, in fact, because that's the thing. The film is not based on a dialogue, so it. The great acting is needed, and Peter Bebiak, he studied acting, and then he studied film directing, so he knows how to work with the actors, and he also know many of them like in person, so he casted the movie, I think, very well. I didn't know the two main characters before. They are not very well known in Slovakia. They are not very famous. And I was really surprised how great. I'm not afraid of the word great because to me it was very strange to see what they did to the screenplay. And I think they really made it or pushed it to another level.
Yes, they add that sense of realism to the film, I think, and maybe that is why they do it. They're able to do it. It's because they're not. Really acting as much as maybe some big name actor would have. So I really appreciate that. It just adds a sense of authenticity to the film. Let's talk to me about like how this film has been received so far, where it screens, and whether you know where people might be able to see it, you know, in the future.
These days it's on the festival circuit. So in fact, I don't know many places it's been about to be screened in like few months. We premiered on Warsaw Film Festival in the competition. Then it was screened in India, in Bulgaria, in Germany, in Luxembourg. I don't know, in many places. And I think there are many other festivals it's going to be screened in few months or in the next year. And it was in the cinema distribution in Slovakia, and on the May it's going to the cinemas of Czech Republic.
Right. Well, okay, so that's great. So people will have a chance to see it, hopefully, in more countries as well. And it was a great pleasure talking with you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.